This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2317. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave, between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded October 16th, Algeria, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Malaysia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Romania, Spain, Sweden, UAE, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We begin with some long-wave broadcast DX observations from JEDUS, W8BYA, in Ossian, Indiana, early UT October 14th. Not a good evening as far as LW propagation, but because the QRN was reduced. In the last several weeks, several LWBC stations are currently listenable. Algeria on 153 kHz and 252 take first place in terms of readability and signal strength. Both were playing traditional music. The time standard station in France on 162 was very strong as normal, with easy decodes of its digital data stream. BBC Radio 4 on 198 would have been audible if its signal strength was 10 to 15 dB stronger. Only a carrier approximately 20 dB signal-to-noise ratio was observed. Morocco on 171 was about the same situation, but a bit stronger as modulation was just audible in and out during theta bubbles. Only the slightest sign of a carrier detected for Radio Poland on 225 kHz. Sebastian Schlüter in Germany replies, "Get us just casually mention Algeria on 153. In my experience, this is very unusual to receive in all of Europe. But now Romania has reduced their power, or even completely signed off for the night. Several remotes in southern Europe receive Shan'an on 153 from Algeria. I did not even know they were still or again on the air on that frequency." Then from California, Ron Howard replies to both. On October 15th, while listening to the remote in Alcudia, Mallorca, Spain, from 0315 UT, I was clearly hearing Algeria on 153, parallel with online audio streaming, but slightly out of sync. At 0315 to 327 with an announcer, and music at 0327 to 0331 with poor reception. Geddes replies, "It's been a pleasure to confirm several things with you. Thanks for taking the time to discuss this. It's getting harder and harder to find people to talk about long-wave broadcasting, including antennas, propagation, noise mitigation techniques, receivers, etc. My most prized QSLs are the ones from Radio Poland. They run a lot of power, but they have a directional antenna pattern using two towers that point away from me. If I lived another 1,000 to 1,500 kilometers closer to the East Coast, the Atlantic Ocean, listening to Longwave would be so much easier. The East Coast STLs do not know how easy they have it." He says, "It took me 2 years of trying different antennas before I was able to receive modulation from any Longwave broadcast stations. I was always able to detect carriers, but I needed about 20 dB more SN to hear music or voices. I have three radio towers here on 6 acres out in the country, and I tried full-size dipoles for ham 160, 80, and 40-meter bands, all at 85 feet, plus different vertical antennas, and never heard any modulation. Then when I made my first big tunable loop antenna, things changed for me. It was very exciting after years of trying." Brazil, Manuel Mendez in Spain, says Radio Inconfidencia, Belo Horizonte, is again heard on 6010, October 11th at 0539 to 555, with Songs Portuguese and ID, Sinpo 15422. It's been more than 3 months that it's been off this frequency. Then via remote in São Paulo, Wolfgang Büschel measured it exactly on 6010.068. As well as their other frequency, which has been on the air most of the time and really stands out because it's way off, 15189.842. 0111 UT, October 12th. But totally overmodulated audio, he says, on the lower frequency. Rudolf Grimm in Brazil reports Rádio 9 de Julho, nominal 9820 in São Paulo, on the air October 11th at 1528, with songs by Roberto Carlos and the program Almoço com o Rei. Information about the past period of the regions of the city of São Paulo. Actually, I believe this one is more than 1 kilohertz low in frequency. He also reports, tentatively, the Brazilian pirate on 9290, Rádio Araucária, October 11th at 1852 to 1905, with Brazilian songs. Some notes from Canada by John Perkins in NRC DX News. CRTC gives flexibility to help radio stations better serve communities. It's publishing a new decision as part of its ongoing work to implement the Modernized Broadcasting Act, reducing administrative burden on stations so that they have more time to focus on serving listeners. As part of the work implementing the Modernized Act, CRTC held a public consultation to update rules for stations. Broadcasters, music industry associations, other groups, and individuals shared their views. The CRTC is giving more flexibility to radio stations. Licenses will now be open-ended with no expiry dates, which will save stations time and money on renewals. CRTC is also making it easier for new stations to launch and for existing ones to operate. The CRTC will continue to ensure that radio stations are following the rules by conducting regular simplified audits. There are lots of ham beacons on the 10-meter band, but here's one on the 12-meter band I heard from Canada. 24927, October 13th at 2215. It's VA3KAH slant B. Looking it up, it's on Cache Island in Georgian Bay. That's KAH-SHE. The little island heard around the world, says the operator. He also operates beacons on 44, 22, and 10 meters, 24-7. Ian Douglas Baines is the licensee. He lives in Kingston. On 24927, it's 50 watts to a dipole at 32 feet. And I've previously heard his 10-watt beacon on 28168. In NRC DX News, Gary Siegel in Toledo, Ohio says, Cuban radio seems to be seeing its fair share of changes. The highly dominant one on 640 appears to be off or gone. I still have a Radio Progreso there, but it's a much weaker reduced version. FCC AM Curry shows only a lower 10-kilowatt one in Victoria de las Tunas, CMLA. Also not hearing a Radio Reloj on 790, but another in Spanish, believe it's a different Cuban. On 590, I heard Radio Musical Nacional from La Julia, not the more dominant one. Cuba broadcasting appears to be very fluid and in a state of flux. Cuban shortwave continues to be quite unreliable. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. You never know whether they will be on a certain frequency at a certain time and whether they will be modulating if they are on the air. And more so, the scheduled relays of China. As an example, here's what Tony Pavick reports from Hope, B.C., UT October 14th at midnight 9. A nice strong carrier on 11760, but just that, no audio at all. Last night at 0400, 6000 had a good carrier, with audio that was modulated at a level I'd call even worse than poor. At the same time, the CRI relay from Cuba on 9790 had a really strong carrier, but no audio at all. However, the following evening, still UT October 14th, Wolfgang Büschel, monitoring via remotes in Alberta and Michigan, says, surprise, surprise, clean audio signal of RHC Spanish. It seems at least two transmitters at KiwiCon have been refurbished with excellent results. 11950 with excellent audio quality in Spanish at 2235, parallel to 9 hertz below 13780. Another bad example of modulation, a strong signal, but the unit not repaired. Totally disturbed audio quality at 2248. Nothing could be observed about the program content. Cubanon. Someone was testing with jazz music, but no announcements, on 15460. John Filiozza reported it, among others, at 1520 UT, October 14th. I was listening a bit later, and at 1554, the jazz was parallel to Radio Marti frequencies, which were not yet broadcasting that programming, 13605 and 11930. So, clinched as coming from Greenville as well. After 16, the Jazz continued on 15 and Radio Marti programming on the others. But by October 16th, after 19 UT, David Ross in Ontario and I were hearing Radio Marti itself on 15460, as well as the three other frequencies. So, a new frequency for them. As for all that jazz, Uncle Bill Telford says, it would be nice if VOA took up actually broadcasting jazz, as long as artists didn't have to use titles like 1 o'clock Trump, or called the blues the Reds in order to get airplay. Well, at least we have La Voce del Trumpismo, as I like to call Radio Marti. We've not heard the scheduled English sesquiar from Radio Cairo, Egypt, in a long time. 2115 UT on 9440. All their other language broadcasts are scheduled on different 9 megahertz frequencies. And I asked if anyone had heard any of the others. Harold Sellers in Ontario says, I have been monitoring them for 24 hours as of October 13th. Nothing heard from Albanian at 15, Italian at 18, German at 19, Portuguese at 22:15, Arabic at 23:30. However, I did hear Turkish on 9900 and Russian on 9890 after 19 UT, both via remotes in Europe, and both with distorted audio. The Russian could be confirmed. The B25 shortwave broadcasting season does not begin until October 26th, keep that in mind, but some advance info about upcoming schedules is beginning to emerge. Alakesh Gupta provides the B25 schedule of Deutsche Welle, showing further reductions in shortwave. In fact, there will only be these broadcasts, and only until the end of the year, December 31st, in Arabic, Wednesdays only, at 1215 to 1300 on 15390 and 17570, and Wednesdays at 1830 to 1915 on 11830 and 15275. The site not specified, but I suppose it's still France. Where else? However, I should point out that if WRMI continues relaying a lot of WRN broadcasts, that might well include some Deutsche Welle, even without their knowledge. Since there's nothing but Arabic, Alex Myatlikov observes that even Amharic will be canceled from Deutsche Welle on shortwave. From Ymir Gaviria, Colombia, in Rusty X, in memory of Dario Monferrini. 3 years have passed since the loss of Dario, one of the most passionate and respected figures in the worldwide DXing community. Founder of the legendary PlayDX Bulletin. From Milan, Italy, Dario inspired radio enthusiasts across the world with his dedication, kindness, and deep love for shortwave listening. His work connected people through the magic of radio waves. He was born in 1957 and died on October 16th, 2022. Your signal still echoes in every DXer's heart. Rest in peace, dear friend Dario. Your passion will never fade, says Ymir Gaviria. NHK World Radio Japan continues with only 2 English broadcasts on shortwave, neither of them intended for North America, but we can somewhat hear them. Via BCDX, the B25 schedule shows, at 05 to 5:30 UT via France on 11735, aimed at 155 degrees, and at 14 to 14:30 on 11815 direct from Yamada, Japan, aimed 235 degrees. Sebastian Schluter says, Voice of Wilderness in Korean on 9335 from 14 to 15:30 UT, listed via Uzbekistan site. Their Sunday program is unique, many highly emotional songs and speeches, a unique sound, even though I don't understand the language, interesting to listen to for a while. Good reception at my location in northwest Germany. Kurdistan Non, the radio war continues, observed by Wolfgang Büschel. On 11550, give or take, on October 12th at 0805, Denge Gel, the Kurdish national radio program via Armenia, was 7 hertz below 11550, but no interference. But by 0825 UT, the Turkish jammer had come on, and it was only 3 hertz above 11550. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2317. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Peter Robinson in Preston, UK. Send a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK 73702. Stephen Luce in Houston has been analyzing B-25 schedules looking for trends. He says, especially about Madagascar, all Radio France International transmissions are now from Issoudun, no more via MGlob. And speaking of that, that site is down to 10 transmitter hours per day, unless there are more I've overlooked. BBC for 5.5 hours, AWR for 2 hours, TWR for 1 sesquihour, and Radio Dabanga and Tamazush for 1 hour. I have to wonder about the future viability of the facility. I wonder if TWR has thought about closing the Eswatini facility and instead leasing time on MGlob for its Africa beams. But Alex Smyatnikov adds that Vatican Radio is still scheduled via Madagascar for some broadcasts between 16 and 17 on 13830 and from 08 to 11 on 15565. These are in Swahili, Somali, English, and Portuguese. Stephen Luce replies, the Vatican Radio bookings add 1 hour daily to MGlob for a total of 11 transmitter hours. The 3 hour block from 08 to 11 on 15565 is for special events only. With the current civil unrest in Madagascar, we should keep an ear out for any disruptions to MGLOB and the output of the other one, MWV. That is Madagascar World Voice. Ron Howard was not hearing Malaysia on its last remaining shortwave frequency, 11665 in recent days, such as October 16th, after 0645 UT. Nor heard on the other former frequency, 9835, but he sent an inquiry and got a quick reply. Dear Mr. Ron, thank you for your kind message and continued support of our broadcasts. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. Our transmitter is currently experiencing a critical technical fault. Repair and restoration work in progress. We hope to resume normal transmissions on 11665 as soon as possible. That's from Muhammad Yusuf bin Azizi of the Shortwave Operational Unit. Meanwhile, Zaharis Langas in Greece notes there's now something else on the former Sarawak FM frequency 9835. At 0951, PBS Xinjiang in Chinese. John Marr, Art Delibere in Maryland, reports to Hardcore DX, Tazen Radio heard well many mornings on 7345 in a short window between about 1045 and 1101 UT. Their schedule says they come on at 10:30, but it often seems they don't actually start until around 1045. And from about 1101, they're covered by CNR7 in China. They can be heard mixing or occasionally Tazin on top. Parallel frequency for CNR7 is 13770, so if you're in doubt which one you're hearing, check the parallel. Ron Howard has been monitoring another Myanmar frequency, 5985. At 1558 to 1630 on October 13th, via remote in Thailand, it was without any interference from CRI in China. This has been a problem for a long time, and he hopes it continues to be QRM-free. This FR is when Myanmar is in English, such as at 1615, a segment about International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. Also no interference on October 15th, from 1530 to sign-off 1630. On October 15th, it was about the 10th anniversary celebration of the nationwide ceasefire agreement. And also about, what else, Global Hand-Washing Day. And October 16th, about World Food Day. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports, on 5940 at 0630 UT, 12 October, a Spanish FM station called Loca Urban, in parallel with their online audio stream. For several hours, also the previous morning, mostly music, IDs in Spanish and occasionally English. He says presumably relayed by low-powered but legal Dutch station Radio Piepzender, probably on weekends only. Looking at Netherlands registrations in HFCC B25, Leslie Hillingworth in Germany sees a bunch of them, all low-power stations under 10 kilowatts, ranging from 5955 to 17525. There is a new one on the same frequencies as Radio Delta called Radio Horizon. That is 6170-9800-12030 and 12085. One more, 5970, but two Dutch ones are missing. Radio Europe Netherlands on 6130, which is still being heard, and Radio Casanova International on 6020 and 6060 kilohertz. Ricky Leong in Alberta says, just 2 weeks shy of the start of B-25, RNZ Pacific updated its frequencies. Effective October 13th, switching to 13840 at 04 to 06 UT instead of 17675. However, the New Zealand B-25 schedule via Alokesh Gupta, and I'm rounding off the times, shows 13755 starting at 06. Then 7390 at 13, 9700 at 1651, 15720 at 19 UT, and 17675 starting at 21, all the way until 06. Those are AM. There's also DRM on 9780 at 1651 to 1858, and 13840 from 1859 to 2058, except on Saturdays. Ron Howard keeps an ear on 1710 kHz and has heard an NID pirate besides Travis Air Force Base. Could it be Hikari FM, the one operated by Ivan? So he checked with him. Reply, I've been off 1710 since early September. Transmitter failed after a storm, fixing it not worth it, since it has design flaws. Only active now on 88.9 FM, a really good transmitter. I am also working on a shortwave transmitter for 11530. It's almost finished, but I need power supply modules. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate, somewhere in North America, is usually heard almost every evening on 7475, and occasionally in the daytime on a much higher frequency, and that happened October 15th on 15410. Tony Pavick in Hope, B.C. was hearing it with the usual tinny audio quality and anti-Catholic talk at 20 UT. Then heard by Ron Howard as well from 2012 via remote at Palomar Mountain. Romania is often missing from one of their scheduled frequencies. Wolfgang Büsel reminds us that, for the time being, they are operating only one transmitter at a time from their two transmitter sites. Both of them are in the schedules. Via AER, we have the B-25 schedule for Radio Exterior de España. 17755 will be the frequency for West Africa and the South Atlantic. 17715 continuing for South America. 12030 instead of 15520 for the Middle East. And 9690 as usual in the winter seasons for North America instead of 15500. That is, if they can get all four transmitters running. Of course, English will be only on Wednesdays at 23 to midnight UT. Via Gary Pence and Mike Terry, the Alex Anderson alternator on very low frequency in Sweden is scheduled for a transmission on United Nations Day, Friday, October 24th, 17.2 kHz CW. The YouTube broadcast begins at 1320 UT, the alternator starts at 1330, and the transmission of a message at 14 UT. Wolfgang Büsel reports the UAE transmitter site very off frequency, as often the case. For Kenya, East Africa, on 21595.146 kHz, it's Radio Ergo, ERGO, in Somali and Arabic at 12 to 13 UT. As heard October 11th. Alex Miatlikov in Ukraine says, as expected, the Voice of America remaining broadcasts on short and medium wave were last aired on September 30th. The schedule was 16:30 to 17 UT Monday through Friday on 972 kHz via Tajikistan and 11575 via Kuwait, the first 15 minutes in Dari and the last 15 in Pashto. But note our earlier item about Radio Marti's not only still on the air, but adding another frequency from Greenville. In Shortwave Bulletin, Bill Whitaker says, though I retired nearly 5 years ago, I've been as shocked as everyone at the destruction of several important federal agencies in the U.S., including my former employer, USAGM and VOA. To say the destruction is chaotic, short-sighted, and ill-advised does not do justice to the tragedy. I guess we'll find out if anyone is really listening to Shortwave After all, now that we've ceded the airwaves to the likes of CRI, they will have free rein to tell people whatever they want without rebuttal. I have found that people all over the world know about Trump and are curious about what the hell is going on. My wife and I traveled to Kenya and Tanzania on a Rhodes Scholar Safari in July, and people expressed surprise and sympathy when they learned where we were from. About World of Radio Scheduling on WRMI, the UT Tuesday 0330 broadcast on 7780 was replaced by something else on October 14th. But checking the WRMI schedules, I see a new time, to be confirmed, Saturday at 15:30 on 9955. Also, UT Monday at midnight 30, not only on 7780, but also 9455. Likely there'll be more changes for B-25, and a week later when North America goes off daylight shifting time, some WRMI frequencies make a one-hour shift, others do not. Not waiting for the new season, I see that WRMI has extended 17790 well past 22 UT. The schedule now shows at 22 Taiwan in Spanish, 2230 Soteria International, that's religious, at 23 Prague in French, 2330 Prague in English, at midnight Praga in Spanish, at midnight 30 Slovakia in Spanish, at 01 Taiwan in Spanish, and at 01:30 to 02 Slovakia in English. Since October 11th at 0425 UT, I've been hearing a mystery carrier on 1431 kHz. It can't be a transatlantic signal. The only possibility would be the high-power VOA relay in Djibouti. But it's something from inside North America. We had a lot of fun tracking it down. By direction finding, I determined it was coming from due east of me in Oklahoma. And finally, David E. Crawford at Indian River City, Florida Libre, I identified it as WYKG in Covington, Georgia. He says hip-hop and techno weekly here in East Central Florida at 0330 UT, parallel to their web feed. Covington is in northern Georgia, just east-southeast of Atlanta. WYKG is listed as non-directional, 3,900 watts in the daytime, 212 at night. So I then tried closest remotes to it, such as Athens, Georgia, and even in the daytime, it was getting it on 1431, as well as something else on 1430, but the Eaton and Georgia remote was getting a signal only on 1431. And my Cooper near Atlanta says, I believe it is Covington. I have daytime reception of the 1431 carrier with faint audio from my location 30 to 40 miles away. My question is, how could a station accidentally transmit 1 kHz off frequency? A punch-up error? Or why would they do it deliberately? If the FCC still operated a monitoring station at Powder Springs, Georgia, it might not have noticed. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 13th. ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6 October 29th, 25 and 5 the day before and after, 30 and 5 on November 8th, 15 and 5 or 4 on October 20th, 31st, and November 7th. 12 and 4, October 25th and 26th. Quietest states of only 5 and 2, October 17th to 19th, 23rd and 24th, November 2nd to 5th. Solar flux dropping from 150, October 20th, to 130, November 7th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week as I conclude World of Radio 2317 with a standard disclaimer.